Wouldn't you like to know what all those AI chatbots are saying about you? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's the new Googling yourself, querying your name with an artificial intelligence chatbot, and seeing what it spits out. Many large language models like ChatGPT and Bard are trained on data from the internet, so they've encoded text about individuals, especially public-facing ones. But, as we know, they don't always stick to the facts, something that's particularly troubling when it comes to your name on the internet. That's why engineer Silver Keskula founded the website haveibeenencoded.com. It makes it easy to check in one place what different chatbots are saying about you. And of course, I had to try it out on myself. So it is showing me GPT-3's response. And it says, Megan McCarty-Carino is a journalist and editor who has written for publications such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Atlantic. She is currently the managing editor of the lifestyle website Refinery29. I am a journalist. I have been an editor. I have not worked for any of those publications. Not sure if there's another Megan McCarty-Carino who's a journalist who has done those things. But yeah, none of that is accurate.
Yeah, and that's sort of a expected outcome with the earlier versions of these models, because they have less parameters, so they just encode a little bit of information, so they sort of try to get to the statistical sort of average response that maybe you're from this country or maybe you're from this profession, or they get something right, but they don't have a lot of confidence in other parts.
Here's what I got from ChatGPT. As an AI language model, I do not have access to real-time information or the ability to browse the internet. Therefore, I cannot confirm if Megan McCarty-Carino is a public figure or not.
It's like completely not saying anything about you.
I'm very controversial, I guess.
That's quite a change. You can also see that there has been a change in how, like, how willing these models are to say information about individuals. So even if they recognize a name as an individual, the strategy is quite different from different companies. For ChatGPT, it certainly tells for most people that are like well-known, you will get an answer. And so it's sort of, it's almost like a small ego check, like whether you're important enough to be encoded.
Of course, Silver's reasons for creating the tool go way beyond vanity.
These large language models have a lot of potential, so it's already obvious that they're going to change the search space. They're actually saving people a lot of time because you don't have to go through all the links when you like search on Google or something like that. So I think they will become very popular. The things that are coming out of the large language models are not always true. And so what does that mean for me as an individual? First of all, am I okay with the companies that are building large language models actually responding to questions about me? And secondly, when they do, like, is that information correct? And do I have any say in whether that information is correct?
So what are the repercussions of not knowing what these large language model tools are saying about us?
I think right now, perhaps there are no like large repercussions, but the more people start to use these AIs to actually ask questions, and the more these models actually give out information about people, the higher is the risk that some of these hallucinations actually can be detrimental to you. Like if those models say something that actually affects your career, for example, then that's certainly a point to be concerned about. One reason why I made it about the people themselves is that they're the specialists in this particular domain. They know the most about themselves. So it's a really easy way to see that, oh, this is what all these models are getting wrong. And it's also like my attempt to bring this topic to attention of people that, hey, this aligning these AIs and getting them to do exactly what we want is not exactly an easy problem.
I mean, this seems to raise some obvious questions about whether we need mechanisms to correct or delete what these things say about us.
I think certainly so, because first of all, I think there's a large group of individuals who already have rights that can apply in this case as well. So people in European Union have the right to be forgotten. It's not yet clear how well this will work, but like one of my ideas is that I think there should be just a one-stop shop where you like you say that, hey, I'm not comfortable with AIs answering questions about me as a person, and I'd like to opt out. I think when we have enough people who are giving a clear signal that this is what they want, at some point the policies might actually start speaking into this. And so I can give you some stats, for example. So from all the people that are signing up to the service, 33% of them have said, I do not want AIs to give responses about me. So I think that's a relatively large number, specifically for people who say that they are also in EU. Out of these people, 44% say they would not like the models to give outputs about them. So maybe not everyone is really excited about getting those models to start answering questions about them, at least at this point in time.
But at this point, there's not really any way to opt out, right?
Yeah, exactly. So initially, it's just to establish like what is the sort of general feeling of people, like are they okay with these models actually answering about them or not. This is a much easier conversation when you have data to back up your claims. So if I go to those large language model companies, then I can have quite a serious conversation if I have a list of thousands of people who are saying that they want to opt out of something. There is an example of something very similar working in a context of generative models in visual space. So the Stable Diffusion model as such that creates this beautiful art based on just these text inputs. There was actually a group, what they did was create a site called haveibeentrained.com, and where the artist can sign up and just say that they don't want their work to be used in training these models. And one of the big companies leading that space, Stability AI, said that they will respect those decisions. When people sign up there, they will actually remove their data from the training process. And so there is already an example of this working in a space where the regulation is really unclear. Like we don't know what the rights are to those outputs. But in a context of information about people, we already have laws in place in both in like California and European Union that already cover this topic. So I would be very surprised if this is something that can be just ignored. So it will happen at one point where these regulators or these companies will maybe need to start accepting the inputs from the users as well. And so we'll see how it goes.
Silver Keskula, founder of Have I Been Encoded? We've got the link to Have I Been Encoded at our website, marketplacetech.org. Along with that other site Silver mentioned, Have I Been Trained, which tells you if your image has been used to train an AI art model. I think both of those are a reference to an older website, Have I Been Pwned, which tells you if your personal information shows up in any data breaches. And speaking of data protection, Silver brought up Europe's General Data Protection Regulation, often called GDPR, which includes a right to be forgotten, gives individuals the right to request organizations delete their data. We don't really have anything like that in the U.S. California's landmark consumer data privacy law provides something similar, though it's a bit more limited. As to whether the companies that make these chatbots could be held liable for any misinformation spread about individuals, that is kind of an open question. One we talked about a couple months ago with UNC Chapel Hill's Matt Perrault. He said, unlike social media platforms, which have generally been shielded from liability under federal law, chatbots could be different, because they're not just hosting content. There's an argument they are actually creating it, which means people might actually be able to sue for defamation. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.